I think the real truth is you just don't know how to build a campfire in the rain.
I know people. I was going to build a campfire in the rain.
All right. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe. In your Son, Emmanuel, you have shown us your light and saved us from the power of sin. Bless us in the light of the candles on this wreath. Increase our longing for your presence. that at the celebration of your Son's birth, his Spirit might dwell anew in our midst, for he is our light and our salvation. Blessed be God forever. Hear us, O Shepherd, as we cry to you.
Restore us, O God.
You who lead Joseph like a flock.
Restore us, O God.
You who are enthroned upon the cherubim.
Restore us, O God.
Shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh.
Restore us, O God.
Stir up your strength and come to help us.
Restore us, O God.
Restore us, O God. Let us wait patiently for the Lord.
God's restoration will surely come.
Let us take courage in the face of the darkness.
God's light will surely shine.
Let us follow wherever God leads.
God's guidance is surely true.
Let us receive the Lord anew.
God's salvation will surely come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy.
with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that hinders our faith, that eagerly we may receive your promises. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The first lesson is a reading from Isaiah. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child, and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey by the time he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land before whose two kings you are in dread will be deserted. The word of the Lord. Hear, O shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock.
Shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherubim.
In the presence of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh.
Stir up your strength and come to help us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will your anger fume when your people pray?
O God,
let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Let your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one you have made so strong for yourself. And so will we never turn away from you. Give us life, that we may call upon your name. Restore us, O God, host. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. The second lesson is a reading from Romans. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be son of God with power, according to the spirit of holiness, by resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of his name, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all God's beloved in Rome who are called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but he had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The story you're about to hear is true. In fact, it happened here at Redeemer about 10 or 12 years ago, and it's a story I can't forget. Back then, We were still working on trying to build the community center in Williamsburg County. The plan was for it to house a food pantry, to be a site for an adult daycare, to provide health screenings, as well as a place for community gatherings. Now, due to your help, it's there now, but back then, it was still only a dream. That year, on the Thursday after Thanksgiving, Nan and I attended a meeting about what needed to be done next to get the building built. While we were there, we also talked about the situation with their local schools and what we might do to improve them. So, at this particular meeting, a representative of the school was there. At some point during the meeting, the woman said to Nan, "We have so many children in need. I wish we could do an angel tree for them." Nan slowly shook her head. "It's already a week after Thanksgiving," she said, "and there's just no way to get one done in the time that we have left." And the woman said, "I know." Nan asked how many students she had in her school, and the answer was 191. Eventually that day, we all left the meeting and headed home, feeling terrible and wishing that there was something we could do, knowing there would be 191 children without much to celebrate. When the next Sunday came, one of our members here at Redeemer approached Nan with a question. You see, back then, this member threw a Christmas party every year, and a part of what would happen at this party is that tables would be set up with bags full of candy and small toys, and everyone would walk around and around and around those tables filling stockings with candy for children in need. It was the normal thing for this party, happened every year. But this year, things had happened that meant there had to be a new way found to get those stockings to those folks in need. And so it was on that Sunday, after our meeting, that this individual approached Nan and said, "I'm having my party, and I was wondering if you know of a place where we can take this year's stockings." Nan said, "How many stockings were you thinking of having?" The answer was, "Oh, about 200. Nan said, "I've got just the place." And that year, stockings were given to those children on the last day of school before Christmas. Now, usually when I tell that story, I get to that part about, "Oh, about 200, and people go, "Huh." And they do that because it's clear. God's hand was involved. It was just right, just perfect, and just what was needed. And it's a powerful thing when you see God's plan put in place. You see, our plan was to do nothing. God's plan was Christmas. That was true for Joseph too. Joseph had his plan all worked out. When he learned that Mary, his betrothed, was pregnant and he knew the child wasn't his, Joseph was faced with a decision. First, he could marry her anyway, but then have to endure the smiles and knowing smirks of everyone who would make innuendo and comment about how they couldn't wait, as well as then to raise a child that wasn't his and to live the rest of his life with a woman he couldn't trust. Or he could loudly proclaim his own innocence, justify himself to the community, and throw Mary to the wolves of gossip and scorn. After all, after her betrayal, that's what she deserved. And then there was one other option, it seemed, and that was to divorce her quietly, preserving his own honor, but also to provide her with some honor and dignity as well. And that was what Joseph decided to do. That was Joseph's plan. He would divorce her quietly. But that night, God came to Joseph in his dreams and spelled out the thing he was doing, that this child was not of Mary's betrayal, but rather that this child was from God, and that this child was going to save the world. This child was the Messiah. And so Joseph kept Mary. And, well, we get that story a little bit later this week. Divorcing Mary was the right thing to do. That was Joseph's plan. But God's plan was Christmas. You know, that happens more than we imagine. We live in a world of our plans. People work for their own ends, their own purposes. And what happens with that over and over and over is that things come out wrong. When things are left to us, we end up with poverty and hunger and war and violence and crime. When things are left up to us, we end up with hurt and pain and illness and sorrow. When things are left up to us, we end up with loss and bitterness and dead ends all around. When things are left up to us, they come out wrong. Our plans go nowhere. But God's plan is for a new beginning. God's plan is to save the world. God's plan is for a baby. God's plan is Christmas. Oh, people of God, in our adverse world, it's Advent. Let's get ready. Let's get prepared. God's about to make all the wrong right. God's plan is Christmas. Amen.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified. And through the prophets, we believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Holy God of promise, stir up in us the great anticipation for every good thing you are about to do. May our hearts leap at the grace we receive. May our lives be changed by the love you give. Teach us to recognize your Son dwelling in us. Lord, in your mercy, God of giving, renew our hope. Give light in our darkness. Fill our lives and our world with your peace. The gift you send in Jesus is the perfect gift we need, O God. With the angels may we exult and give you praise and honor, not just with our words, but also with our lives. Lord, in your mercy, O God of comfort, bless the sick, those in sorrow, those who are lonely or hungry or poor or forgotten. Bless all in any need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Prince of Peace, we know that you are Emmanuel, God with us. But so often, Lord, we aren't with you. Help us to turn our lives always toward you. May we represent the best of what it means to be your children. May we love others, care for those in need, lift up those who have been brought down, and bind up the broken. Help us to reflect your light into our world. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you always.
Also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Giver of every good thing, we set before you the gifts that you have already given to sustain our lives and to share with others. Help us to be good stewards of the earth and all that is in it. And let our lives be a testimony to the abundant feast you prepare for all who hunger. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Beginning and the end, the giver of life, praise to you for the birth of creation. Praise to you in the darkness and in the light. Praise to you for your promise to your people. Praise to you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Praise to you for Mary's openness to your will. Praise to you for your son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High. One God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. God of abundance, we give you thanks that in this holy meal you have invited us to feast with you and one another. May the taste of your love remain with us, and may our words and our work in your name invite others into your bountiful grace. Send us from your table to proclaim your presence, even as we await the glorious coming of Christ our Savior. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. She didn't want to be seen with all them scallywags.
That's exactly right. I got to make that trip soon.
So full. We don't need them that full. Please, thank you. Oh, you could have been here last Sunday. He spilled wine. The pastor did it.
Oh my gosh. I'll take one.
Okay.
Thank you.
instruction for us.
Yeah.
there or mom's there?
Thank you.
Oh, you know that's